We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try this, try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though. Podcast.
Welcome to Try This Podcast. I'm Robert Bacon. This week, we have Jeannie Cahill Griggs, and she is amazing, and she had a fantastic idea. I don't know if you guys have done this, but I know I have. Back in middle school and elementary school, I used to record my friends and I, and we would pretend to have our own radio show. Well, this podcast is exactly that. The year is 1997, and we joined two middle schoolers. Enjoy.
Welcome to WXRP, Veronica and Pete, Weekly!
School!
Update! Hey, we're in our free period right now.
Free period, the best kind of period.
We're in the back of the cafeteria.
Yeah.
About to hit up the Fruitopia vending machine.
Oh, I can't wait to get peach.
Do you have 75 cents?
You want to borrow 75 cents?
Yes.
I have $1.50 because I knew that my best friend Veronica would forget.
We're supposed to be doing our homework.
Ugh.
That is not what free period is for.
Hey, Mr. Kirk, guess what? I'm not going to do science today. I'm going to do a radio show.
Did you see Mrs. Gaussis is out on maternity leave?
Uh-oh.
We got a sub.
Oh, who's your sub?
Mrs. Glinkstein.
Mrs. What? That's a made-up name.
She's someone's mom.
No, she's not anyone's mom.
She's someone's mom.
No.
And she's not actually a teacher, but she enjoys teaching. And for some reason, they're letting her fill in.
She's a sicko. She has to be a sicko.
It's just strange. We have a teacher here who's not a teacher.
Here's the thing. With that name, what's her name? Glinkstein?
Mrs. Glinkstein.
Mrs. Glinkstein. She definitely murdered somebody, and she's on the run, and she changed her name because that's a made-up name.
She already cried.
Oh, there's a cat in the cafeteria. I don't know what to do. How'd this cat get in here? Did you guys hear that?
Maybe it's one of the cafeteria lady's cats.
Oh, I like it.
Did you ever notice that if you say to the cafeteria lady, can I have chicken fingers and french fries, that one always goes, that's a combo.
Combo lady?
I'm always like, whatever.
Yeah, we all know it's a combo, combo
she
lady.
She gets me every time.
And you never know what's going to come. It's like you trip on something.
What are you having for lunch?
Wow.
I eat my lunch during free period. You know this.
Okay,
I can't wait. Well, then I have to have another lunch later after band.
We're growing right now.
You need to stop growing.
I can't help it.
Pete.
What?
How tall are you measuring in wrestling class?
I am 7 feet 1 inches tall.
How's wrestling class?
It is the worst. They tackle me. They're so far away. He jumps on me. And after he jumps on me, he's still so far away, I can't pin him.
How are you graded?
How? In wrestling class? By pins.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I have 0 pins. I'm going to fail.
Tony Antonioli's looking pretty good for the 145 middle class
weight. Here it is again. We don't know every week about him.
He's a cool guy. I'm just saying.
Anyway, for lunch, I'm going to have pizza or Lunchables that I brought from home.
Oh, look at those little crackers.
I don't care because anything's better than whatever that's stupid thing that they call spaghetti and meatballs is at lunch today. I hate spaghetti and meatball day.
Do you want garlic bread with the spaghetti and meatballs?
Ew, garlic, you mean the toast that they put butter on?
Yeah, do you want it?
Do I want white bread Wonder Bread toast with butter on it?
Because that's a combo.
Okay, I knew that was coming. No, I didn't. It surprised me every time.
My mom's going to drop off Checkers for me.
Checkers?
Yeah. She didn't pack my lunch. I'm getting Checkers delivered.
I thought you got a new dog or something.
You don't know Checkers? There's the one over on Route 4 and Lexington.
I know what you're talking about.
It has the fries.
My dad doesn't let me go there.
What?
Yeah, but maybe my new stepdad will.
How's that going? Is he still making you pay for the dryer when you use the dryer?
Yes.
That is so weird.
It's the weirdest. I didn't even tell you why it has quarter thing built into it. He stole it from an old laundromat. And he makes me still use the quarters.
But you were saying he, like, puts other bills under your door. Like,
yeah.
This is how much light you used.
Yeah.
But it's your house.
And it's, I gave it to Mr. Kirk, the science teacher, and he did the math, and it's the correct amount. So he's dumb enough.
It's the correct wattage.
Yeah, he uses the correct wattage. I don't know if he learned it when he was in prison, but he's dumb enough to get caught robbing a bank, but he's smart enough to figure out wattage. I don't get him. But maybe he'll take me to Checkers.
Seasoned fries.
We are getting way ahead of ourselves. How? You guys.
You guys.
You guys.
Free period.
With... We are just so... There's a cat in here.
Veronica, Pete, a cat.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Okay, so our week.
You know, field hockey practice. It's all right, but I can't quit my extracurriculars because you got to fill up all those lines for the college application. It's coming in a few years.
Where are you going again?
I don't know. I might apply to Westminster. Is that one?
That's a dog show, Veronica. Do you just watch dog shows?
I thought it was Westminster Abbey or something.
I don't. Maybe.
I would like to go to school overseas.
Oh, I'm going to go to Purdue.
Whoa.
That's where my dad went.
Indiana?
I don't know where it is. I haven't looked yet.
Chicken?
What?
Basketball?
Are you just listing things?
Bobby Knight?
That's Indiana.
That sounds like Purdue.
No, that's normal Indiana. He throws a chair? Anyway.
Isn't Purdue all those things?
It's... So we saw... Okay, that's our weeks. It's been great. But now, you guys, it's time for... In the Movies!
Movie time for you. Movie time for you. Movies.
So we both went and saw the Volcano movie. This week.
Ah, the Volcano movie.
Yeah. Tommy Lee Jones...
Pierce Brosnan.
No, Tommy Lee Jones.
Pierce Bronzer? Bronson?
No. You went and saw Dante's Peak?
Yeah, the Volcano movie.
I saw the Volcano movie. It's called Volcano.
What?
Yes.
I saw Dante's Peak.
How are there two Volcano movies?
I love Dante's Peak. I'm sure it was much better than Volcano.
Oh, Volcano was awful. Tommy Lee Jones, it was in L.A., and he downs some buildings at the end to reverse the flow back into the ocean. It doesn't make any sense. I hated it. It was dumb. But I thought that maybe I had to see it because we both agreed to go see it. And you didn't go see it.
You said see the Volcano movie.
Yeah, the Volcano movie.
I saw Dante's Peak.
That's not a Volcano movie. That's Dante's Peak.
It was sexy.
What happened in Dante's Peak?
Well, Luke Conrad was there.
Who's that?
JV basketball.
Oh,
point guard. Just, you know, cornflake skin.
Cornflake, ew.
Baby blues.
I have
platinum blonde. Brown. You know, almost albino blonde hair. And he was there, and we might have sat next to each other.
Oh, my God.
It was so good.
What's wrong with really tall guys with jet black hair and dark brown eyes? And skin the color of olives.
Nothing.
Nothing's
Pete,
wrong.
Pete, you're a good-looking guy.
I thank you.
Well.
You don't think I'm too gangly?
Well, the opposite.
Like a giant
you're
spider?
You're huge.
Okay.
Well, we messed up the movie review. Well, but I give Dante's Peak, you know, 5 out of 5.
I gave the Volcano 0 tipped over buildings out of 1,000,000. It was horrible. I hated it.
I'm sorry. We need to be more clear next time.
Okay, so let's go. So after seeing this, obviously this doesn't affect my top 3 movies this year so far. So
In order.
In order. What my number 3, Starship Troopers. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. That's my favorite so far.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, because it's guns. It's 5 hours long. There's boobs. There's shooting. People's heads exploding. Giant bugs. What's your number 3?
Batman and Robin.
Oh, I thought for sure Dante's Peak was going to knock out Batman and Robin.
No, Dante's Peak is not on the list.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't like Batman and Robin.
What?
I didn't like it.
Uma.
I'm going to say
Thurman. Poison Ivy.
She got me going. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, I've already decided I'm going to be here for Halloween for Spirit Week.
Oh, that is a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to be? I don't know.
Mr. Freeze?
Maybe a smaller character.
Bane? Can it be Bane?
Doesn't talk much.
He shouts his own name.
Bane.
Number two. What's my number two favorite movie this year? Men in Black.
Everybody just walk with me, just walk with me, just walk with me, just everybody take a ride with me, take a ride with me. I mean, is there any stopping Will Smith?
No.
He's killing it.
There's not.
Hey, and there's your Tommy Lee Jones again. You're on a big Tommy Lee Jones kick.
You know, after seeing Volcano, it almost pushed him out.
What?
Because I hated it so much.
See, my mom sat me down and a long time ago, Coal Miner's Daughter. Fantastic.
Ooh.
It's very old.
I don't know what that is. What's your number two? Is it still, what is it? I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Oh, small appearance by Owen Wilson in my number two. Going to be Anaconda.
Oh!
J-Lo.
I like that one.
Ice Cube.
You know what it is? My dad said that movie's crap. It's just Jaws, but they replaced it with a crappy snake. And I said, this snake looks way more real than that stupid Jaws.
What'd your stepdad say?
My stepdad said, I haven't seen it. Leave me alone. And he started burning a spoon?
What?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Oh, Pete.
He likes to burn spoons. I don't get it. Okay. And obviously, I don't think this is anybody's... Our number one still, even after seeing this movie, mine is Titanic.
Oh, mine is Titanic.
Yay!
You know who I saw there.
Who?
Oh. RJ Nelson.
Oh, God.
RJ. JV basketball. Power forward. He's from Hawaii. Tan.
His dad's from Hawaii. Is he from Hawaii?
I mean, that's kind of his thing.
Oh, that's kind of his thing?
Yeah.
Being from Hawaii?
Or his dad. And I saw him there, and wow. He was looking good.
No.
I see a lot of hot guys at the movie.
I see a lot of hot girls at the movie.
Who'd you see? There were tons of girls from school at Titanic. That was your chance, Pete.
They're just so... Becca was there.
Perfect choice.
You know, but I still wanted to sit with you, but I couldn't.
Sorry.
And we're best friends.
I went with my grandpa. He was there.
What? By himself and you just ran into him?
No, he said he was there at the Titanic.
He was at the Titanic. He met Jack and Rose?
No, he didn't meet them, but...
Why not?
He said he was there, but wherever they landed...
They landed?
He he saw the ship or something.
Saw the...
Maybe he was in the Coast Guard. Yeah. I forget, but my grandpa... You can start spreading that around school, but my grandpa was there.
I don't know if he... I think he might be lying. Can we please talk about what happened with Ellen?
Ellen Lewinsky from English Lit?
No. Though, we can talk about Ellen Lewinsky from
Lit
if we want.
She has Walmart in her desk.
Oh, I saw it.
Like, if you ask for anything, you're just sitting there and you're like, oh, I need a glue stick. She's like, I have it!
Boom.
I have it!
Yeah, several different kinds.
And you're like, oh, I really wish I had like some hot pink construction paper that I could... She's like, I have that! She always wants to be the one that just... has everything.
One of us should walk up to her and just say like the most random thing. Like, hey, do you have a switchblade? And if she pulls it, I bet you she'd pull it out.
Poor Ellen, though. She was covered in Band-Aids.
Oh, no. We're talking about Ellen DeGeneres.
I don't know who that is.
She has her own TV show.
What's the TV show?
The TV show, it's called... I forget what the name of the TV show is, but...
Do you think it could at one point be her name?
No, that's a stupid... No.
No, a show would never just be
Ellen.
Name.
The name of the show would be called Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah.
That's
What's
stupid.
The name of the show?
I think
know.
It's called Gay now, because she came out, she's gay.
Whoa, Ellen.
Yeah. I did not see that coming.
But everyone said they did.
No, I did not. I was so sexually attracted to Ellen. I'm still sexually attracted to Ellen. I might be more sexually attracted to Ellen.
Wait a second. Stand-up comedian?
Yeah.
Oh, she's great.
She is so funny.
She is so funny. My grandpa said he saw her, like, one of her first shows ever.
I don't know if I trust your grandpa.
Oh, yeah. He's very reliable.
He was at the Titanic. He saw Ellen.
That's what he said. You can start telling people that.
You said that he saw O.J. Simpson kill those people?
I mean...
last year?
I mean, that's just what he said.
Oh, well, that didn't happen last year. That happened further ago than that. I'm sorry. I'm forgetting my years. Well, we don't. Anyway, now it's time for science news.
It's time for science news.
Feel free to skip ahead.
No. Listen, all right, this is the segment, you guys, I started to try and get Veronica interested in science.
Oh, I hate science.
There's nothing I could do.
I hate it so much. Oh, everyone's pretending they like Bill Nye. On Saturday, I watch Bill Nye. No, you don't.
I do.
You really do.
Bill.
It's so boring. Why do you want to watch school on the weekends?
It's not school. It's so much fun. Bill does something, and then there's a voice that's like, I don't know about that, Bill, you idiot. And then he throws a thing.
When report cards come out, you better have an A+.
I'm gonna.
Because there's nothing I hate more than all these people walking around saying they love science, and then they have an F. And then they're like, oh, I just like Bill Nye.
Okay. Anyway, what happened this week, it's awesome, okay? It didn't happen this week. It happened this year. They cloned a sheep.
That I do know.
And they named it Dolly. They cloned it. Isn't that, Veronica, isn't that awesome? Isn't that so much fun?
I will say, that's really fun.
It's so much fun.
I don't understand. Is the other sheep really okay? Does it have organs?
I don't know how it works. Has I didn't it been look into eating? The science of it.
Can it have children?
No. Yes. It really? Doesn't have a belly button. I know that. If you're cloned, you don't have a belly button.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because there's no cord.
Oh.
You're just cloned.
Weirded me out. That is cool. Dolly.
Dolly. See?
What a simple name.
Now, don't you like science now?
No.
Yeah.
But that is cool. Who would you clone in the school?
Oh, good question. Good question.
What about Mr. Velasquez, the Spanish teacher?
Why would I clone him? I hate Spanish. The whole school would just be filled with rolling R's. Be like the school's a boat.
Or you have to flip the R, just
Did you? Is that who you would clone? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Then why do you like him?
Mr.
He's a Velasquez? Teacher.
I don't know. He's exotic.
Not as exotic as a 7-foot tall guy with black, jet black hair.
You'd clone yourself.
No, that'd be gross. I would clone, I'd probably clone Becca.
Last night I threw my Tamagotchi out the window.
Wait, what? Okay, science is over, you guys. That ends the science section.
My parents got me one from Japan.
Why'd you throw it out?
I did not understand the directions because mine was from Japan. It wasn't from America. It didn't come with normal directions.
How did you get a Japanese Tamagotchi?
Because my dad had business over there.
So he
got me one.
Okay.
And I mean, every few seconds. Boop, boop, boop. And I launched it.
Yeah, you have to feed it. Did you just feed it?
I did
feed
it.
Or it poops and you take the poop
out. So I launched it out the window and then Ryan Sneldon.
Oh, Ryan.
I see him going down the hall today. He had it.
No, he...
He had my old Tamagotchi. How embarrassing.
Was he able to clean it?
He was like, look what I have. I have a Tamagotchi now. And I was like, that's mine, Ryan. I threw it out my 3-floor-story house.
Well, I don't know.
Because my parents converted the attic to extra rooms.
Okay, now it's time for our website of the week. You guys, we found a website.
Yeah.
Called WebMD.
Are you ever just sitting at home and you're like, all of a sudden, I feel like I'm going to pass out. I don't feel good. I feel like my heart's racing. Am I dying?
Never.
Maybe I should tell my parents.
That never happens.
It happens to me all the time.
You're a hypochondriac. You guys out there, you guys, you
this
could
is
see
the launch week
cartoon boobs and butts
what?
And vaginas out there. And you and it's not blocked in the school library. So go to it and look at cartoon boners.
That's not the point.
That's the whole point. That's the only
it
reason why I went.
It diagnoses you.
Why?
Diagnostics you.
No, it doesn't. You just typed in everything. It said you had cancer.
I know, and it kept saying it, but you know me, I'm strong.
You don't have cancer, Veronica.
I don't know if you want to start telling people around school that, you know, maybe put together something.
Stop trying to start a rumor mill. Your grandpa wasn't at Titanic. You don't have cancer. I'm not sure. The Japanese Tamagotchi, I'm still on the fence about.
My dad had business there. Hey, Kenny.
You guys, it's South Park of the week.
Kenny, I need to go on WebMD. I don't feel so good.
Okay, you guys, this is the part of the show where we try to do our best South Park impersonation.
Well, I don't know, Carmen.
Cartman.
Really? I thought it was Carmen.
No, it's Cartman.
Hey, cat.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Who is that?
That's Cartman.
Dude, I'm getting Adele.
Oh! Wait, are you? Seriously getting Adele?
Seriously? For my birthday?
No.
My parents said I'm getting Adele.
No! You are?
Yep.
My stupid... Gah, my dumb dad still has the HP and he won't get Adele. So stupid.
Dude, I'm getting Adele.
Oh, what kind?
Don't
tell me you don't know what kind and you're getting
the
Adele.
The most popular kind?
There's not a most popular kind of Adele. There's
a 400.
A 400? You're getting the 400 model.
Mm-hmm.
The highest model.
Mm-hmm.
The fastest
is it,
model.
Is it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, the most expensive and fastest model.
The 400?
It has 800 hertz of something.
Rent-a-cars?
No, 800 hertz is how fast it goes.
Matt Hertz?
It has a 56K modem built in. We don't have 56K in our area, but I'm spinning ever drooling over how excited I am for this doll. I'm coming over. We're going to go.
Oh,
we're going to
yeah.
play Quake 2 on there.
Hook it up on the IPX.
Yeah. It's time for music.
What's going on in music? What's going on in tunes music?
Pete.
What?
Do you want to know what kind of Spice Girl I would be?
What kind of Spice Girl would you be?
So there's Spotty Spice.
Oh, that's a
this.
Good one.
Scary Spice.
That's a good one.
Posh Spice.
That's a good one.
Baby Spice.
That's also good.
Oh, what's that redhead?
Ugly Spice.
Ugly Spice.
Ginger Spice.
Ginger Spice.
It's Ginger Spice.
You know what I would be?
What?
Off the Menu Spice.
Off the...
My character in the group.
Yeah.
They go around the circle. Sporty, scary, baby. And I'd be like, excuse me, can I please order off the menu? Off the Menu Spice. What do you think? I think I'd bring some real pizzazz to the group.
It's such a weird spice.
Off the menu. Hello, I'm off the menu spice.
It's so
I
weird.
I only order food off the menu. I've had this idea in my back pocket
what
for a
What would you
long
order
time.
If you go to a place and they don't, what would you order?
You know, I'd be like, excuse me, I don't see it on the menu, but can you make a nice spaghetti carbonara?
What is that?
Spaghetti carbonara.
What's a spaghetti carbonara?
Oh, it's pancetta with peas, often not found on an Italian menu.
But then, if it's not even found on an Italian menu, what happens if you ordered that and you were at, like, some French place?
Because I'd be like, I'm off the menu, spice. Make it work.
It's the most difficult spice to work with.
What spice girl would you be?
Oh.
How fun would it be? I'm sporty. I'm posh. Excuse me. I need to see a... There's nothing on the menu. I'm off the menu spice.
Well, I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. I guess if I had to be a spice, I would be...
I like the idea of being a difficult spice.
That's a good one. Okay, I would like to be a burn spoon spice.
Oh, just like your stepdad.
Yeah, because I don't know what he's doing, but I think they'd be like, oh, I'm sporty.
Oh,
and,
I'm sporty.
Oh, I'm burn burn spoon, and then someone would tell me what it is.
I bet you they all know what that is.
What? Do you know what it is?
They showed a video in PE.
I guess I would like to be pin spice, too.
Pin?
Pin spice.
What's that one?
So I could actually pin somebody in wrestling.
Oh.
Thanks so much for listening to Try This Podcast. Please subscribe to us on iTunes and rate and review us while you're there. If you don't have an Apple device or don't use iTunes for podcasts, then check us out at trythispodcast.com. Want to say anything to us? Email us at trythispodcast@gmail.com. And make sure to join us next week. I'm Robert Bacon, and keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it ever. Podcast.
You're drunk.